Joining us now is Fareed Guillaume, who is with EIA Radio part of the time, this 1 week out of the year. But he's also a full-time pilot for UPS and is kind of looking forward to paying things back with the Willie Brown Aviation Academy. Let's talk a little bit about your background in aviation. It's quite a diverse one, as I recall.
I think I've lived it all.
I feel like I have.
Got my license in high school in Madison, Wisconsin. Fortunate to have a high school aviation program to enjoy, and that's really key to what we're going to be talking about today. College degree in an aviation study area, and then charter, and then airlines, and all kinds of. I even sold Airbus and Bombardier parts for a little while. So you got to make your career happen.
That's right. Whatever it takes. How long have you been with UPS now?
I've been there since late 2019, so if I do the math, almost 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, good. During the pandemic, obviously, UPS was very instrumental in moving all sorts of important things around the country. Any particular flights that stand out for you, knowing the whatever the cargo was in the back?
What's interesting is a lot of times we don't really know what's on board. Now, when it started to crank up, I would say that when we were told that we had a lot of dry ice in the back, then maybe we were told the supplies were moving around. I was still active when some of the first of the vaccine was being moved around. Yeah, a lot of times we just don't know, but UPS is big in medical supply, just-in-time medical supply. They have a lot of warehouses in Louisville so that if there's something that needs to be zipped out, it goes right into the mothership there and then out to where it needs to go.
Excellent. And where do you normally fly? Are you
I'm domestic stateside? Right now, okay. But this fall I'll be going to the international domicile. I'm the 7-5 and the 7-6, so I'll be doing a lot of Asia and some Europe. So it'll be all over, I guess.
Looking forward to that?
I think so, yeah. Even my spouse is looking forward to that a little bit because the schedules will be a little more block. Okay. And so I'll be able to predict or at least be able to plan on how long I'll be home more than my passenger flying career, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And international, wow. You'll have to come tell us stories next year.
Yes, I should have plenty of them.
Well, let's talk about the Willie Brown Aviation Academy. This, again, is a homegrown academy that kind of came out of your desire to pay it back.
Right.
But you also organized with several other folks to get this off the ground.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, Delta Airlines pilot bumped me off the jump seat in Detroit. But he lived in my hometown, and I connected up with him. I got the idea from the ACE Academies, from the Organization for Black Aerospace Professionals. I attended a job fair, and I said, you know what, we can do something. I want to do one of those in Madison, but we ended up creating our own organization. And that particular Delta pilot had done a one-off at the General Chappie James Flight Academy down in Pensacola. And so he had a lot of experience. I was excited, and I pulled in a Susan Schwab, who's a retired United Airlines 777 driver. She had just retired, and she also has an active kind of organization. We want to reach out to kids in underserved communities, so black and brown communities, women, those who usually it's economics or just from our societal structure that certain communities just don't think that they have access. And a lot of times it's just the fact they don't have a ride to the airport.
We're talking with Fareed Guillaume of the Willie Brown Academy in Madison. So you started talking about this a couple of years ago, and now it's finally come to fruition.
It has. And, you know, when I talked to you, we visited last year a little bit about this. We were just getting ready to do our first one in August, and now we've already had our second one in July. So we've done two academies since we talked last, and we just took a huge new step this year. And we didn't really do anything completely different, but we just were we connected a lot more kids. We had 20 kids. We just kind of spread out, and the response from the industry has been great. We were lucky to be able to crawl around airplanes that just happened to be on the ground for a couple hours. We were able to visit the military facilities, visit general aviation facilities, and have the kids actually get some hands-on. So, and they all get Young Eagle rides at the end of the week, which is great. So they get a flight experience no matter what.
And this is based in Madison at the main airport?
So the Dane County region owned for 2 days, and luckily they, you know, it's a small enough, but it's big enough. It has a nice little conference room off the ticket hall, so we can easily flow in and out and go do tours, come back and have a nice big space for presentations. Air traffic controllers came in, various professionals. Also, they even did a navigation exercise on the first day. Like, what? I'm doing a navigation exercise already. But yeah, it's and the kids just respond. They're just super excited about. We changed a couple minds already.
What are some of the activities? You mentioned the navigation and some of the tours, but there must be some hands-on and more formal learning that you've got baked into the program.
Well, the nice thing about our big EAA community is that it was easy to find people who are already doing this either at Young Eagle Rallies, kind of like the ground school portion of the experience, or just they've done it in their chapters, or they teach it in their own classroom. So we had Lori Probst come in, and she did an aerodynamics demonstration the first day, and all the kids created different I was running around. I'm not sure exactly what they created, but I know that there was paper everywhere, and they were making things, and they were learning about aerodynamics. And then the navigation exercise, you know, we had these crude compasses, but it was enough to see, okay, true course, magnetic course, you know, how that works, measuring distance on a chart. So those are some of the hand things. And then one thing we did also is we got a grant from the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium and NASA. So we bought a couple of desktop simulators, and they also funded some of our other operations. And so they were able to do some simulators, and then we split the group in two, and the other went into the maintenance hangar at Maury Airport in Middleton. And we had one of their women mechanics take them through the guts of the engine, say, this is an engine? No, this is where the cylinder is, this is where the ignition wires are. And so, and also it was good, we had people of color throughout, air traffic controllers, people of color and women, so that these kids could see their own kind, their own people that look like them actually in these roles and be inspired by that.
And that's the great beauty of this is that there's so much opportunity in aviation, and not just, and we've talked about this all week, it's not just pilots. I mean, in the news, it's the pilot shortage, right?
Right.
But we also need mechanics. We need people to control the traffic.
Yeah,
we need. I mean, and it goes all the way through. We need people who are accountants to help with the businesses.
And designers.
And so many things. And just allowing a new section of the population to understand that you can do this too, I think is a really great outreach.
Mm-hmm. We had, there are several kids that just want to, like, make airplanes. They don't want to necessarily fly them. You know, they're not... They sure love the airplane ride, but they just want to fly the airplane, or they want to make the airplanes. And we even had a chance to, a couple of the kids helped one local pilot. We positioned a Bear Hawk wing, the right wing, into position. He was anxious to get it married to the fuselage. So we saw his hangar. We saw how he fabricated a lot of the things that helped support this Bear Hawk build. But then most of the kids moved on, and I just happened to be lagging behind. So, I need three people to help me carry this wing over, and you know, for them to know, oh wow, this is kind of light, you know.
Right. Yeah.
This is interesting, you know. And so we really made a lot of really cool connections.
Excellent. Who is? I know you have a board of directors. Mm-hmm. Have we named them all, or is still someone we haven't?
So Susan Schwab, I mentioned Mike Griffin, who is the Delta pilot. He's now an emeritus position, but we've took on two new board members. Mike Kern is a local aviation enthusiast whose father flew in World War II. So he has, and I guess I think he was present for the Apollo moon launch. For the launch part in Florida. And then we have Monica Mitchell, who is an African-American woman who is an attorney in Madison, but she's also taking flight lessons. So we have this really cool, diverse board that is also interested in aviation. And so we're representing from the top to the bottom. We have great instructors as well that come from all walks of life.
So what's next?
The next thing is to kind of, we haven't debriefed yet because we went right into AirVenture pretty much. So we're going to debrief in the next 2 weeks. And then really, we made a lot of cool connections, both from the parents that we met and also some of the other people around Madison. Like, I really want in on that, including United Airlines. It's like, we're going to bring you a bigger airplane next year because it was a CRJ-200 happened to show up. So the next step is to really kind of solidify these gains and make some adjustments to the schedule so that we can do even more.
Good. If people want to keep track of what you're doing or support your efforts, how can they do that?
Well, we're at willaflight.org. That's our website. But then we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, @willaflight. It's pretty easy. And we're glad for your engagement. And we're nonprofit, 501c3. So if you want to help us out, we appreciate that as well.
Good. And we'd be remiss, or I'd be remiss, if I didn't ask for the reason why it's named the Willa Brown Academy.
Of course. And Willa Brown is kind of a lesser-known African-American aviator. She's the first woman, African-American woman, to get a U.S. pilot's license and a mechanic's license. She got her mechanic's license first. This is in 1930. And then she got her pilot's license. Bessie Coleman's the first African-American woman to get a license, but it was in Europe, but it's still very significant. And then she and her husband started this school for African-American pilots in Chicago, and they sent about 200 pilots to Tuskegee during the war. First African-American woman to be a officer in the Civil Air Patrol. She ran for Congress in Illinois in the late 40s, and she taught aviation and business in the Chicago Public Schools. She was an activist, just incredible woman, and a perfect inspiration for the kids that come through here. And their family, of course, is very supportive. They don't grant their name to many people, and so we're very, you know, out of the blue say, hey, we want to put your relative's right. name on our organization, and they've been very supportive.
Great. And best of luck with the future. Again, where can they follow your exploits?
They can follow at willaflight.org.
Okay.
And also on all of our the same thing on all of our social media challenges Social media sometimes is a challenge for me, but yeah, they add all channels, and we really appreciate any interest you have and any suggestions, and we appreciate the time today, Steve.
Yes, it is a great opportunity, and I think, again, some of the grassroots programs that we're seeing growing from EIA members, and thank you for getting the ball rolling, and we'll look forward to getting an update again next year.
I'm inspired to connect with everyone.
Excellent. This is From the Stand, and you're listening to EIA Radio.